Well, windy and cold would sum up the weather the way it is right now. No surprises there. We are very happy to welcome Congressman, Republican Congressman from the 10th District. Now, he's gubernatorial candidate and doing quite well. John James is with us. Congressman James, always a pleasure, sir. Happy holiday weekend to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Paul. And you know what? It may be blustery. It may be cold outside, but you know what's hot? Our Pistons are hot. 13 in a row. You know what's hot? Our Red Wings are hot. You know what's hot? Our Lions are hot, and we're going to get revenge on the Green Bay Packers tomorrow. So I'm so excited that, you know what, in days like this, just like you've said before, we have so much more to be thankful for, and I'm excited to celebrate with my family, just like I'm sure you are with yours.
Well, all the way around, from your lips to God's ears, John, teams are hot. We need them to win. We want them to win. We're pulling for them, and that goes right into the weekend when we're hoping my alma mater, University of Michigan, somehow – beats Ohio State for the fifth year in a row. It seems impossible. Kind of in the old days, it would go back and forth like that. But what are you doing for Thanksgiving with your family? You have a young family, John.
Yes, I'm going to be frying a turkey this year.
So, oh, be
we're
careful.
We're going to get started a little bit early. You got to get, yes, you know, for a PSA for those out there, please make sure your turkey is fully thawed before you put it in the fryer. And please don't do it inside. Do it outside. but if you do it right, man, I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than a good fried turkey. And just getting along, fellowshipping with the family, giving thanks to the Lord for the blessings that he's given us, and really committing to making sure that we lead with gratitude, because envy cannot survive in an environment of gratitude. And I think that's what we need more of. We've been tremendously blessed. And so people like us should be blessings to others. So I'm excited to fry a turkey and enjoy some football. And my six-year-old, I think my six-year-old is only alive for 1 year since Michigan has lost to Ohio State.
Oh,
so
my.
He's not accustomed to seeing losing. So they have to keep it up.
Let's keep it that way. Hey, Congressman John James, what's your favorite side? Then we'll get to the stories, the busy, heavy lifting. But what's your favorite side for Thanksgiving?
So I'm going to cheat a little bit. The best is when you get a little bit of toast, right? And then you get some cranberry relish with some stuffing, and then you put the hot sauce and turkey on top of it.
Oh my goodness!
And then the leftovers are the best, Paul. That's true. That's peak Thanksgiving right there.
Yeah, well, you're right about it. We talked earlier that there's nothing like the leftovers from Thanksgiving and a cold turkey sandwich. But you really go way out of your way. All right, we got big news, and that is the president is saying that his brokered peace deal seems to be, at the moment, agreed upon by the Ukraine government. And we already heard, because it's pretty much what Putin wants, that Putin was all in. Can you tell us the very latest, Congressman?
Well, it sounds like our president is continuing to maintain his commitment to peace. He recognizes that we all have a duty to bring peace on earth, and he's doing his best after bringing peace in the Middle East, settling the Hamas aggression in Israel, and now is working on bringing peace to Eastern Europe. Frankly, I think that we should all be over the moon that we have a president who's so committed to trying, bringing parties together that have been killing each other for years unnecessarily. There's going to be more to follow on that potential peace deal, but we've got it from the administration directly. They are not interested in a temporary peace. They're interested in a lasting peace. They're interested in making sure that American tax dollars, and most importantly, American sons and daughters, aren't spent needlessly in increasingly needless, boundless foreign wars. Our president is trying peace first, and frankly, I'm disappointed with the people who are taking pot shots as a commander-in-chief, who wants to make sure that our service members stay out of harm's way. I applaud any and all efforts to bring peace to the region, and I'm looking forward to supporting in any way that I can. As a combat veteran, nobody hates war more than us, and so we each have a duty to make sure that we keep America as far away from war as possible.
As a truly a war hero, I want to ask you, Congressman John James, now gubernatorial candidate John James, your reaction to seeing a bunch of Democrats going on television and looking at the camera, telling our fighting men and women in the armed forces that they don't have to break the law. They don't have to break the Constitution, as if they're being asked to do that. I found it so distasteful. How did you react?
Well, first of all, I'm no hero, Paul. But I did
think
serve
anybody
with those
who serves, listen, anybody who serves our country, anybody who is deployed and represents the United States and comes back, and those that don't, are heroes. So I'm not going to fight with you on that, but go ahead.
You know what? You're very kind, my friend. I consider my 8 years of service in the United States military as a down payment on the freedom that I've enjoyed as being an American. I'm looking forward to continuing to use my blessings to be a blessing to others and continuing my service to not just the country, but to the state of Michigan. But to answer your question, every troop, I want to be clear to all of your listeners who are very, very smart. Every troop learns week one, we must disobey manifestly illegal and unlawful orders, period. We clear? Everyone. But what these individuals did, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, personally, they casting this dispersion by not making a single example, no specifics. And as a West Point graduate who's been to battle and actually knows what it takes to bring men and women back out alive, I understand that what they did cast confusion and doubt, and whether they realize it or care is exactly how you shred the chain of command and kill combat effectiveness. It is okay to make sure that you hold folks accountable and use free speech, but they knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing,
yes,
and
they
what
did.
They did was tantamount to a threat. And frankly, I think investigation, not incarceration, certainly not execution, but investigation is what we're all about in our constitutional republic. I think it's appropriate. And I think that we should learn more exactly about the motivations who funded it and making sure that we're maintaining good order and discipline in our ranks.
Well, I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%. And thank you for that, Congressman John James. Where do they find more information about your gubernatorial race, which seems to be going very, very well in all of the polls? Where do they find more information?
Yes. Yeah, we're leading the polls by 50 points in the primary, and we're ahead in the polls in a three-way just released by the Free Press last week. If you'd like to learn more about what we're going to be doing to bring academic excellence, economic mobility, public safety, healthy families, and government accountability, go to johnjamesmi.com. Again, johnjamesmi.com. I'm excited to serve, and happy Thanksgiving.
JohnJamesMI.com, JohnJamesMI.com. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend, as well, and we wish you good luck in all of your endeavors. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. God bless.
God bless you as we continue in Focus at WJR at 1229.